Oh, yeah. I slept like a log all night long. Not surprising, considering I got quite the workout last night from you. Yeah, I had a great time. I have to say, I'm always a little hesitant to go home with someone so shortly after meeting them for the first time. But you were just so sweet. You know, I think you might have been the only guy at that bar that didn't immediately try and get in my pants. Which, ironically, is exactly where you ended up. But I'm glad I made the exception. Really? You usually don't do this either? Well, you could have fooled me. You certainly seem to know what you were... Ugh. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine. Just the weird cramp or something, I think. It's probably my time of the month. No big deal. My stomach? Growing. Come on now, what kind of question is that? Do you ask that of all the women you sleep with? Of course it's not growing. How would that even work? You're probably just a little tired. I don't know. It must have been a trick of the light or something. Look, I've had a wonderful time. I really have. But I think I should go now. No. It's not because of what you said at all. You don't need to apologize. I don't feel so well. I think it's better if I... Huh? Oh, no, my top. It's ripped. I don't know. It must have caught on something or... Okay, I think it's time to come clean. I know you're not stupid. You've obviously realized something is going on here. Well, basically, I'm not what you think I am. No, not like that. I'm... God... How do I say this? I'm not from around here. My accent? Oh no, that's not what I... Look, I'm not human. Yeah, I'm not from this planet. From Earth? Right. Now comes the part where you start laughing because you don't believe me and you think I'm fucking with you and you do believe me. Yeah, I guess you can see something strange is happening to me. No, it's nothing bad. At least, well, let me just start from the beginning. You see, I arrived on Earth a long time ago with my family. We had to flee our home planet. That's a story for another time. And, well, you humans seemed friendly enough, so we decided to stay here. My kind, we can shapeshift our physique to blend in with the local life. That's why I basically look like a normal human. For all practical purposes, I might as well be one. It's why we're so... you know, compatible. But in one aspect, we remain pretty unique. You know how for humans, a pregnancy lasts around 9 months? Well, for my species, the gestation period takes just a few hours. Almost always less than a day, at least. And well, That must be what these growth spurts are. I have no idea how. We even used protection. I guess the condom must have broke last night or something and you must have impregnated me. Sorry. I really need to get this top off. Phew. That was getting way too tight down there. My belly almost barely fit in that thing anymore. I think this top is ruined anyway. There's rips all over. Look, I'm really sorry about all this. I just wanted to have a bit of fun for once. God, what was I thinking? This was so stupid of me. I should have been more careful. Why did I even take the risk in the first place? I know this probably isn't what you were wanting. This was just supposed to be a fun one-night stand, a quick hookup, nothing more. So I'll just get out of your way. This isn't supposed to be your responsibility. I get it if you want nothing to do with it. Huh? You want me to stay? Look, that's very sweet of you, really, but you don't have to go out of your way to... You want to help? Really? You don't, like, think it's weird? I'm serious. You don't have to, like, be polite or anything. I get all of this must be pretty shocking for you, so... I... Thank you. I could tell there was something different about you. I'm glad I could trust my instincts. I guess if you're serious about wanting this, then maybe this doesn't have to be just a one-night stand. Maybe this is just nature's way of telling us that we could be something more. Yeah, this whole thing must seem pretty ridiculous to you, huh? But the fact that you haven't just laughed me out that door means a lot to me. Really. You wanna feel it? Oh no, I don't mind. Go ahead. You can put your hand on my belly. You did this to me, you know. You can almost feel it stretching and growing in real time. It's so big and round already. I guess this is kind of exciting in its own weird way, knowing that we made this new life together. Hold on. Are you getting hard? No, 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 no. I know about morning wood. That isn't how that works. You're totally turned on by the thought of having knocked me up. Hey, I didn't say it was a bad thing. To be honest, I find the idea pretty exciting myself. To share such an intimate, personal experience with someone. With you. Last night was great, but this somehow makes it feel even more special, more meaningful. You know, we still have some time left before I get too big, I mean. We could still have some more fun together. What am I doing? Well, you looked a little uncomfortable down there with how tight those boxers were getting. I figured I'd just help that poor cock get some air. You don't mind, do you? That's good. And since I'm already topless anyway, maybe I should just, you know, get out of these panties as well. That's better.
Now there's nothing at all to prevent me from just rubbing and grinding my pussy back and forth against your cock. What? You don't like how I'm teasing you? Maybe you should help out a little then and put your cock inside me. Oh, fuck. Just like that. The best part is we don't even need to use a condom this time. You already went and knocked me up. Oh, now we can really feel each other. I can just ride you and ride you all day long. It doesn't even matter how much you come inside. Maybe I'll just... Maybe I'll do just that. Fuck. It feels even better than last night. I don't know if it's the hormones from my pregnancy. Or the thought of you filling me up for real this time. Whatever it is, I really like it. I want more. I need more. Does it feel good for you too? I don't want to be the one having all the fun here. But judging by the faces you're making, it sure looks like you're enjoying yourself too. And I see those eyes looking at me, and my big round belly. You like knowing that you did that to me, don't you? You know I can feel you twitch inside of me. You can't hide your feelings from me. But you don't have to. You can be yourself with me. Just think I can finally be myself with you. You have no idea how good it feels after hiding who I am for so long. It's as good as your cock feels, sliding in and out of my pussy like that. Oh god, I was content just having a night of fun, but fuck, I can get used to this. I can get used to riding you and feeling you fill me up over and over again. If you could impregnate me again. You know, honestly, I have no idea with how short our pregnancies are. It isn't exactly common for us to have sex while pregnant. Oh, God. But I guess we're about to find out, aren't we? Because I can tell you're getting close. You are too, aren't you? Yeah? Can we... come at the same time, please? I wanna come while I feel you filling me up. I'm right on the edge. I know you are too. I can't hold it in any longer. Oh god. Please come in me. Please fill me up while I come on your cock again. Fuck. Yes, I'm gonna. Oh. Oh, wow. I felt you pulse inside of me. That was amazing. Oh, to feel you pumping me full like that. Did it feel good for you too? I can tell it did. You're panting so much. That was pretty intense, huh? Here, let me get off of you. Look, it's dripping out. Fuck, you came so much in me. If I wasn't already pregnant, that definitely would have done the trick. You know, I'm really glad we found each other. This isn't what I expected after yesterday, but I don't mind it at all. I'm so happy to have found someone that I can share a special bond with. Yeah, I'm okay, but, phew, my belly is so big now. I feel like I can barely move. No, this isn't normal, even for us. I think you actually managed to impregnate me again. I don't know how else I could possibly get this huge. Thank you, baby, for not running out on me, for accepting me as I am, for being there for me. I think this could be the start of something really amazing.